This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. When Time Magazine declares that you're one of the 10 best college presidents in the nation, when the president of the United States turns to you for advice on boosting America's manufacturing capability, you are someone who is truly making an impact. That someone is the president of the University of Michigan, Mary Sue Coleman. This coming Saturday, she's headed to Brazil for a busy, busy week of meetings and working sessions. President Coleman, why Brazil?
Well, you know, what we've tried to do over my tenure at the university is to pick places in the world for me to go with a small delegation that will enrich experiences that our students can have and that our faculty can have. And so about a year ago, a faculty group looking around the world, I'd been to China and to South Africa, recommended to me that my next trip be to Brazil. We already have a number of research projects with faculty in Brazil. We already have Brazilian students, and we have our students going to Brazil, and it's a rapidly developing economy. And so I took their recommendation, and I'm going Saturday.
So what do you hope will come out of this nearly week that you're going to be spending there?
It will be a wonderful opportunity for me to highlight the work that is already occurring, for us to listen to colleagues in Brazil. We find that these trips are mutually interesting. They have good ideas. We have good ideas. And I hope to provide more opportunities for collaboration and for our students and to attract some students from Brazil to come to the University of Michigan. We already have a number, but we would like to provide more opportunity.
What is it that these students coming in from Brazil to the Ann Arbor campus and to Michigan, what do they bring to the table, if you will, and what does it mean to the average Michigan kid?
You know, in a rapidly developing economy like Brazil, I think students bring us perspective that is quite interesting. I mean, the issues that Brazil is facing, sustainability, some areas of medical research, Brazilian history and tradition, you know, those are intriguing topics and ones that we have great expertise, but we've also been interested in Brazil from our perspective too. So I think having more students come simply provides an opportunity for us to provide global opportunities for our students to get interested. It is really what makes Michigan a very special place.
You became the president of the University of Michigan. It was the spring of 2002, and no one really had that crystal ball and a way of knowing that the Great Recession was going to slam hard just a few short years later, and especially in our state. The recession driving down middle-class incomes and driving up demand for financial aid right at the time that the state aid was drying up. How do you think you and your team at U of M did in navigating some very choppy waters?
I'm very proud of what we've accomplished, not only to keep the University of Michigan strong during this very difficult time. We've ramped up financial aid so much. We've found ways to cut our cost. We have balanced this, I think, with enormous skill, and it's because I have really, really good people at so many levels around the university, all working in concert to keep the university strong, not just to keep it strong, but make it better and better and provide opportunity for students. When I look at the types of financial aid that we're able to offer today that we couldn't have even dreamed about 10 years ago, I'm just really proud. Our donors have stepped up. You know, all parts of this puzzle have to work together
yes.
To do what we've done at the university. So I'm very proud of my colleagues.
I'd like to get your thoughts, if I might, on a very typical story in our state. Kids graduating from college, it could be U of M, it could be MSU, Eastern, Western, the smaller colleges, and they graduate with large student loan debt, and then the outlook in terms of jobs is not real optimistic for a lot of these youngsters. Does it raise a question about the value of a university degree?
One of the things that I've been so proud about, and I think that there are some misconceptions about the debt that students graduate with, at least at the University of Michigan, students, and we only look at the students who take loans. I mean, we don't, you know, not averaging this over students who don't take loans. Mm-hmm. So the average debt is, you know, somewhere between $22,000 and $25,000, and that's manageable. It's certainly manageable. We're working really hard to reduce that loan burden, but we understand that it's still there. From my perspective, a college education, if a student's interested, and, you know, everybody isn't interested, and that's fine, provides you with opportunities in life and options in life that are simply, you know, unparalleled. And so I would encourage young people, if they have an interest, to certainly seek a college degree, university degree. I believe in this day and age, we all need to work hard to keep the debt burden manageable, and that's certainly something that we're going to do at the University of Michigan. But for me, a college education was so intrinsically valuable to me because it opened up my mind to a world that I wouldn't have known existed if it weren't for that discipline of mind, learning about other parts of the world, learning my own discipline. And so I think it's an aspiration that I hope we still keep in the United States.
President Coleman, your contract is up in 2014. What do you most want to accomplish as president of the University of Michigan before you decide whether it's time to do something different? Summarize your vision for us.
Well, you know, we have been on such a path here to create opportunities for students, to have our programs that are recognized worldwide, to keep moving ahead, to provide opportunities that are almost unparalleled, I believe, in higher education. When a student comes to Michigan, that student can study almost anything imaginable because we have the breadth and depth of scholarly work here that it continues to amaze me. And people see the facilities, but, you know, the facilities are just facilities. It's the people inside that make all the difference. And so I hope that I can look back on my own tenure and say, you know, the University of Michigan has become more prominent, more relevant, more critical to the success of this state than when I came. And I really feel that so passionately, and I have so much work to get done in the next 2 years that it's going to be a marathon, but I'm really excited about it.
Including packing for your trip to Brazil, leaving this Saturday.
That's right.
Thank you so much for spending time with us, and we'll look forward to checking in and talking with you when you get back from Brazil.
I look forward to that, too. Thanks so much.
President Mary Sue Coleman, University of Michigan.